listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wandley. Michigan's local government leaders lacked trust in state government officials and did not like their job performance. This raises concerns about the ability of state-level officials to produce policy solutions that depend on local implementation. These findings appear in the Michigan Public Policy Survey conducted by the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy. I'm here with CLOSO Program Manager Tom Avaco, who says this survey is the first to analyze feedback about state government officials from local leaders representing more than 1,300 jurisdictions in Michigan. Tom, what are state government leaders doing or not doing to fuel this distrust?
Well, we can't say for sure because the survey didn't ask. This was just a small section in the survey. But we can take an educated guess based on other sources of information. So one thing that seems likely to be behind some of these findings is the basic dysfunction in Lansing, the focus on partisan politics rather than finding common ground solutions to the state's problems. For instance, the inability of the state government to fix the structural budget deficit and the inability to make significant progress on some of our underlying economic problems, such as Michigan leading nation in unemployment. In addition, the state has been cutting revenue sharing to local governments for a number of years now, while at the same time been imposing unfunded mandates on these governments. So the state has been telling local government to do more, but has not been providing funds to take on those new responsibilities. So I would look to those types of issues as at least partial drivers of these high levels of dissatisfaction and distrust with the state government.
How unique is this situation in Michigan compared with other states?
Unfortunately, there are no similar data sources in other states. There's nothing quite like the Michigan Public Policy Survey. We're really breaking new ground with this program, and we're just starting the research. Again, we can take some educated guesses, and we know, for instance, that many states are cutting revenue sharing to their local governments, just as is happening in Michigan. And of course, many places now are dealing with severe economic problems like high unemployment, just like in Michigan. So those types of issues may lead to similar levels of dissatisfaction in other places. On the other hand, though, Michigan is one of only a handful of states that has a full-time state legislature, so this may provide more opportunities to focus and highlight on the partisan bickering, the basic dysfunction, than we would find in other places. And that may lead to higher levels of dissatisfaction here than we'd see in other places.
The report recommends trust-building measures at state and local levels. How likely will this happen? And who is supposed to lead these efforts?
Well, there are mixed signals on this front. Certainly in the past, this has not been a priority for state policymakers, so I would worry that it will not become a priority in the future. But on the other hand, there may be some early signs for hope on this front. For instance, just within the last month or two, there's been some movement in Lansing to address the problem of unfunded mandates. In addition, after the last statewide election, a bipartisan caucus was created among the freshman legislators with the goal of finding common ground solutions, reaching across the party aisle. So those types of efforts, if they can gain traction, may start to lead to some improvement with these concerns among local governments.
What should Michigan residents take away from this report?
Well, we are in a federal system of government, and many of our public services, things like transportation, public safety service, public health, many others, depend on all three levels of government, local, state, and federal. So to the extent that there are problems within the system, such as distrust among local officials towards the state, that may interfere with effective and efficient government across the system. Today, we simply cannot afford, either financially or practically, to have an inefficient or an ineffective governance system. We need new solutions to our problems, and we need those solutions to be as cost-effective as possible.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Avaco is the program manager at Close Up.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.